Hi, and welcome to Intuitive Insights with Kim Beam. An intuitive reading is a reading of all the potential energies around a person. By reading the energy, it is possible to see potentials and opportunities to create the best possible outcomes in one's life. If you would like to be a guest on Intuitive Insights, please go to kimbeam.com and fill out a guest intake form. I would love to read the energy field for you and to help you find your way.
Hello. Today we have Heather. She's at according to HPG, she's also at the www.alcoholfreecoaching.site, S-I-T-E. She has two podcasts as well, Living the Breastless Life, which I was actually on, and then No More Wasted Days. So Heather, how can I help?
Hey, so thanks for having me today. First
Absolutely.
Of all,
yes.
It's something I've really been looking forward to since you were on the podcast. The burning question is, what does my financial future look like? I started my own business. I have two podcasts. I am just curious if you get a read on that or...
Sure.
What your thoughts are about entrepreneurship.
I just saw when you first asked the question. So don't take this. Remember, this is the first, and then I let it open, right? So the first thing I saw was sort of this wasteland. You were sort of in the desert, right? Cactuses and tumbleweeds. But that's where you've been. That's not where you're going. Right? That's where you've been. And I kind of got the sense that you've been having sort of a Wizard of Oz kind of experience where you've been sort of wandering through the poppy bushes and you've been wandering around and you got caught up by the tree cutters, right? And then you got apples thrown at you. And then you got you've been wandering this. And what I actually saw was you were coming up out of the poppy field. That's what I saw. You're coming up out of the poppy field. And looking at the horizon to say, what is my Emerald City?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're it's been a journey for you, right? You've been on this meandery kind of road. You're figuring things out as you go along. You were like, I really want to get out of whatever it is that you do for regular life, right? And get into this other life where you have more freedom and more time and more spaciousness and everything's more open. And I feel like you've been doing the plow work to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something that happens. It's something you actually have to work at. And I feel like hoeing your row, right? You've been working your land. You've been planting the seeds. You've been doing the work. And I think you're like, when's it gonna grow? And I feel like you're coming up over the hill, if that makes sense. I saw
it
the
does.
hill, I saw the wasteland, and then I saw the hill, and I was on the hill, and the hill has a lot of flowers on it. It's a very pretty hill. So I feel like you're looking out at the horizon, you're looking out at the waters, you're looking out at the land, and you're saying, this is mine.
I love that. I love that. I can relate to the desert for sure. And the Emerald City, kind of looking for that Emerald City and in the poppy fields of payoff, not necessarily in completely rooted, speaking of poppy flowers, but financial gain and, working with my clients and having them do well. Looking at success broadly, not just cash, right?
Right. Yeah. And I also feel like as you, if you have a pitcher of water, right? You have a pitcher, but your pitcher isn't filled with water. Your pitcher is filled with light and hope. Mm. And it's filled with do you know Harry Potter?
Kind of.
Okay. In Harry Potter, in book number 6, they make an elixir that the lucky elixir, and it's honey. It looks like honey and it's golden and it bubbles golden happiness. And I feel like that's what you're attempting to pour into people when you work with them. that you're just like pouring this hope and this joy and this bubbly. It just smells like all the good things.
That's awesome. That's also a great analogy. I can see, even though I'm not a Harry Potter person, I can see the picture of honey. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
I love it. I love it. Do you have any reads? I don't know the language.
It's okay. You don't have to know the language.
On like next steps, does anything come up for you in that?
So I'm not getting anything like where exactly to put your feet, right? I'm not getting that, but I am getting that you have at least one, there could be two, maybe three ideas that you've been sort of like, they pop up and you find reasons to whack them back down, like whack-a-mole. Where something pops up and you're like, that's too scary, or that's too big, or that's too hard, or that exposes me too much, or right, for whatever reason, you the idea kind of percolates and bubbles up, and you're like, there's a part of you that gets really excited about it, and then the left brain of you steps in and says, we can't do that because. And so the percolating little happy tendrils that kind of like bubble up, you go, not now. That's not for today. That's too soon. I'm not ready. Whatever the reasons are, and I feel like those are the things that'll like bring extra life into what you're doing. So if you can like tell your ego that you appreciate it for keeping you safe and protected, but you wanna let it out a little bit just to see, like maybe one of those ideas. What happens if we let one of them up a little bit? We don't have to let it completely out, but just what if we play with it a little bit? What would that look like? What would that idea look like if I gave it a little of that honey, that little honey that I give to other people? What would that idea look like if I give that a little hope and a little joy? How does that make me feel? And then is that something I can really step into instead of your left brain just like instantly squashing it?
Yeah, I love that. And as a person who like I use the left brain, right brain analogies with my clients, that really resonates. And I think sometimes we need to, I don't like this expression, but practice what we preach. So,
yeah, coming from where you come from, that doesn't surprise me. You have a problem with that.
Right. You can hear it in my accent, but I've probably heard you practice what you preach a good bit in my life, but I think that's really good to hear. So thank you.
Yeah. I think your gut is really good. You know how some people's guts get them in trouble? Like they have these ideas and it gets them in trouble and they're like, I'm going to go off and do this thing. And you're like, no, please don't. Cause that's really not, no, it's a bad idea. Your gut is good. Your gut has fun ideas. And you're like magical child wants to play. And I feel like with your upbringing and where you've been, your magical child hasn't been given a lot of room to be magically childish. Right.
Right. That's a beautiful point.
I feel like you've had a lot of people coming in and saying, this is how you have to look. This is how you have to act. This is how you have to behave. This is the box you need to fit into. Please just be your, I'm going to say something and I hope it's okay, but like be a heterosexual, right? Be everything we expect you to be down here, a Christian, a heterosexual, all the things. Like, I want you in your kitchen and I want you barefoot, right? Like that kind of, right? Like, and then you're just like, no, 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 all along. You're like, no, no. But I feel like here you're like, yeah, I'll get in that box. And I'm like, no, don't put yourself in that box. Like you are not somebody who likes to be in boxes.
It's
and
true.
So I feel like allowing that magical child a sense to like be playful now in ways that she wasn't allowed to be playful when she was little.
I think that's beautiful and very true. Thank you. I think I love the word magic, and I think pulling out the magic and playing and like continuing to shed the weight of other people's opinions and these standards, you know, is a super good reminder. Yeah, it is hard.
So hard. Because you feel like you're out on your own stream, right? You feel like you're just paddling up your own stream all the time. You're like, when do I get to stop paddling? When do I get to put my paddle down? Because this is so freaking hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And your eyeshadow is just speak. I have to say that it's just phenomenal. I don't know if this will be audio or not, but
yeah, it'll be audio and visual. There'll be people who are listening to it on audio. But did I ever explain to you about the eyeshadow and why I do this? Because there's a reason. There's a reason I do this bling. And that is when I was, before I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, I had the glittery eyeshadow in my cabinet, but I never had the balls to wear it, right? I never had the, like, I was always like, what are people going to think? Is it going to be too much? Am I too much? Am I going to be over the top? Like, you can't wear it. You only have to wear it to a party. And so I was like, okay, I'll wear it to the party. And then I'd go to a party and forget to wear the eyeshadow. And I'd be like, I forgot the eyeshadow. So then after I got sick and I got better and I was like alive and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to start living life. I'm going to start living. And so now I just wear the eyeshadow every day because it's a party.
I love that. You have inspired me to pull out the glitter. I love glitter, and you have inspired me in that area too. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I figure if you have a problem with it, you have a problem with it.
Right. Right.
There are times I'm like, is the like excess glitter like too much? And then I'm like, no, it's fine.
It is. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like, how do I put this? Like, on top of like what you're saying being enlightening, like it gives off some additional magical
gives off more magical vibes.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you for the reading and instilling a little bit of hope and the question that I needed some hope in, and I can tap into my little magic from little Heather and go explore these ideas and put honey on my clients and see what happens.
Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you like what you have heard, please like, subscribe, review, share, and sign up for a reading. The insights revealed on this podcast should not be seen as advice, therapy, or mental health treatment. Kim Beam and this podcast are not responsible for any decision made around or based on any intuitive insights given in this program. Use information at your own discernment. Decisions you make in your life from the insights here are yours solely.